First episode, you know what that means.
No.
This podcast empty. Yeet. I'm your co-host, Caden.
And I'm the Dark Lord of the podcast. And
that's Radical! A guide to English slang throughout the ages. Welcome to today's episode. What are we talking about today?
Today, we will be talking about the amazing word, yeet.
Yeet, yeah. So I'm a teen, I'm a youth, right? I've heard this word before, but I don't really know the history of it. As far as I know, it just came into existence as soon as I turned 13. It just popped in there. It's engraved in all the youth's minds.
Well, I'm only a few decades older than you, but I know quite a bit about its origin. So, the word first was used on the internet around the mid to late 2000s. However, it wasn't used very popularly. And around 2013, 2014, it was used in a Vine, which went viral. And then it started being used much more, especially about a year or two ago.
Yeah, when all those RIP Vine compilations came out. Other than, like, it being used in vines, what is exactly the meaning of yeet? I mean, it's like, I've heard it being used as an exclamation.
Well, it's a good question. What is a yeet? Well, it can be used to show that someone is correct, like saying affirmative or yes. But it can also be a noun referring to a dance with flailing arm motions, which isn't really used very much anymore. However, it can also refer to throwing something, often very suddenly, quite a far distance.
Wait, so it's a dance? I have never seen the yeet dance before. Is this a Fortnite thing?
No, it was something that was done on Vine in around 2013.
Oh, I see.
But didn't really ever gain much traction.
Obviously. So how about, like, the history? We know it goes back this far, but does it go back any further as far as roots go?
Well, some linguists say that it's possible that it comes from the Old English, or from the Middle English word yeetain, meaning to flow or to pour, which in itself comes from the Old English geotain, meaning pour or gush, or to cast or found, like with metal. And geotain comes from the Proto-Germanic geotana, which was to pour, which is itself derived from the Proto-Indo-European guhd,
which... That just sounds like vowels.
To pour. Yeah.
Is that just a bunch of vowels?
kind of. Proto-Indo-European had a lot of strange sounds.
So it sounds like yeet goes back a lot further than many people think.
Yes, you could say that. A lot of linguists, or not exactly linguists, but I suppose slang historians say that it's likely that it came from a earlier word, yeetus, which was somebody who could throw far.
That just sounds like ye old yeetus. This is like old medieval times stuff.
It would be an adaptation of a Middle English word that would be used sort of as slang in the early 2000s, I suppose. Which in Middle English would probably not be pronounced quite the same and would most likely refer to someone whose profession was casting metal, as it was to pour, which was then evolved into the motion that your arm makes when you throw something.
That's so dope. Why don't we use that today? I'd like imagine your profession being a yeetus.
Well, you see, there's a thing called language change.
Oh yeah. So as far as language change goes, did like yeet as far as it was in ye olden days, just change into yes and then come back to yeet when Vine came around?
Well, some historians, this isn't really a good word for what these people would be, but they say that when more Latin words started being used in English, the Latin word for poor, fundit, was sort of evolved into poor over time. So yeet sort of went away, except in Scots, which was less affected by Latin. Yeet still means to pour, so it's possible that it was evolved from there, or just borrowed by somebody who was interested in Middle English.
I still don't understand how we get so many of our English words from Latin that way. Like, how do we get poor from that?
Well,
that's insane.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, the reason that we have English words from Latin is because scientists and philosophers in the, like, 14th to 18th century wanted to sound intelligent, so they would just borrow words from Latin.
All the important people used Latin.
Yeah. And then also the reason changed so much because mostly, I guess, the way that it was when it was evolved into English, it was taken in a form that, most people would only hear it from people who were saying it who weren't native Latin speakers, so they wouldn't pronounce it correctly, and then people would just evolve it into their local tongue at the time, I guess.
Mm.
He also has a fair amount of, it's fairly regular. Its forms are yeet, yeets, yeeting, and then, however, the past tense is irregular, as yote. However, some people still use yeeted instead.
All right, how about we take a trip to the dozone, and then after this quick ad break, we'll get to the story of the modern-day yeet. Welcome back from the dozone.
So, now we'll be talking about the history of yeet and how it became big since it first was used in vines. So, we're not really sure when the dance itself originated, but the first recorded instance is from February 2014, when YouTube user Milik Fulov uploaded...
Can you spell that?
M-I-L-I-K-F-U-L-L-I-L-O-V-E.
Okay.
uploaded a video called Yeet, New Dance. And from there, many other people uploaded other takes and tutorials of the dance. But no, it didn't really gain too much traction. It didn't really go viral until about a month later in March, when a short video by a kid named Little Meatball, well, I suppose that wasn't his real name, hopefully, uploaded a video to Vine, which has been viewed on over 40 million loops. However, Yeet soon became a meme. Basically, it became something of its own, unrelated to the dance itself.
Yeah, and it just popped up with the dance. Like, did this kid just think, like, ah, yes, ye old English. Love to bring that back in a fresh new dance.
I suppose so. I don't know.
You're not secretly the kid.
How did you find out? Basically, it soon became... soon started referring to the motions of the arm, which were sort of flowing, which is probably why it came from the Middle English word, which then became sort of thought of as being like throwing, so it sort of became to be used as a word for throwing, at which point a vine was uploaded called this thing empty yeet.
This female dog empty yeet.
Yes. In which a woman was handed an empty soda can, and then she threw it. Now, it's been used in a lot of ways, and in some ways it sort of lost any meaning in a lot of circumstances. It has been quite hard for people to define when they tried to do it.
Yes, so basically it was brought back from ye olde English, and people just, like,
Middle English.
What a Middle English. So it was brought back from Middle English, and it just lost all meaning.
Well,
Not entirely.
It started losing its meaning once it started being used a lot.
Once those darn millennials got their hands on it.
One could say. Like, it started losing meaning once people started, I guess, probably originally ironically using it in a variety of circumstances where it wasn't really, this doesn't really mean very much. And then people started hearing that and using it in those circumstances. So it can mean many things to many people.
I see. And now we have yeet. Yes. The word that you hear those rascally zoomers saying on the street is a trample your lawn.
Yes.
Well, this has been yeet. Thank you for listening, and we hope to see you here next week. And remember, that's radical.